And just today, new analysis from NBC shows Missouri is now moving from a toss-up state into the leaning McCain column. NBC political director Chuck Todd joins us with that and has some new technology to explain it all. So, Chuck, is the red-blue map now changing post-political conventions?
It is. We're going to see shifts, and we're going to see them every week. Between now and the end of the election, we're going to update these every week. And the fun part is we've got a new tool in order to explain the map. This is a Microsoft Surface here, and I could show you what the new map looks like here in a second. But you brought up Missouri, and yes, that is a state that we had in the toss-up category, and we're now moving in to lean McCain. And one of the reasons why McCain-Palin is there today is because they want to put it away. You know, they have been very concerned that Missouri has been sitting in toss-up. There was actually a poll a couple months ago that even had Obama ahead. He's been doing very well in this region around Illinois. Well, this is the new map now. This is what it looked like in August. Our new map changes, and we move Missouri into lean McCain. We also move Pennsylvania into lean Obama. This is a state that, frankly, McCain wants to target. He will still be traveling there. This doesn't mean they're writing it off or anything. It just means they're behind by more than 5 points. Mm. And then we move Wisconsin back into toss-up. Now, we haven't seen a poll in a long time that hasn't had McCain ahead, but it is under 5 points. And anytime we're in that, we want to put it in the toss-up category. Another state that we almost moved into toss-up was North Carolina, but we held off just barely. But I want to go a little bit deeper into Missouri here and tell you where they are today. You had said they're around Kansas City. In this area, 2006, Democrats won a Senate seat in Missouri, largely because with a woman at the top of the ticket, Claire McCaskill, she was able to overperform in places like Lee's Summit, where the McCain-Palin ticket is today. Well, in 2004, this same area went for George W. Bush over Kerry. This is where Governor Palin helps. This is why she's not in Alaska today and instead stayed on the trail with McCain. They're getting their base fired up, and it's in places like this that they hope to do well. They also hope, obviously, to do well in the rural parts here of Missouri, where Governor Palin can get evangelicals fired up. But it's a place like Missouri that would have been a toss-up had it been, say, McCain, Romney, or McCain-Pelenny, but with the addition of Governor Palin, probably now moves it into the McCain category ever so slightly.
And I know that based on what's happening now, Chuck, it's hard to predict how things will shake down in November. You may have states going in and out of these certain columns several times before we get to Election Day. But that being said, I know that you have a look using this new tool with how the Electoral College numbers could actually play out on election night.
I do. So here are our toss-ups. There's another way we can look at everything. So we showed you our map, 228 states leaning or likely in Obama's category, 200 leaning or likely in McCain's category. So these are our 110. These are our 9 toss-ups sitting here in the middle. Now let's move them. Right now, if this were the day before Election Day, I'd tell you I'd put New Mexico in Obama's column. I'd have New Hampshire staying in toss-up. Same with Colorado. I'd have Michigan leaning Obama. I'd have Nevada into the McCain column. Florida would be in McCain. Ohio and Virginia would both be sitting here in toss-up, and then Wisconsin we'd have here. So then you'd have Obama with 260, McCain with 232, with 4 states remaining. Now what happens if you just move Colorado to Obama and you move the other 3, Ohio, New Hampshire, and Virginia into McCain's? Then suddenly we're sitting with 269, an electoral nightmare, but my dream scenario. We'll see. But look here, it's important. It shows you why every little state matters. Ohio's 20 electoral votes and New Hampshire's 4 can be just as determinative.
Right.
And that's why you're going to see these folks all over. They're not just going to be concentrating on Ohio and Florida and Pennsylvania, these large states. They're going to be spending time in New Hampshire, or you saw Joe Biden yesterday in Montana, worth just 3 electoral votes, or New Mexico, worth 5. Every electoral vote's going to matter.
Well, I was working election night in 2000 when we didn't get our answer for so long, and I remember how long that night was. So you better get your sleep now, Chuck.
The Constitution tells us at least it would be some vote in the House. We don't have to wait for recounts and stuff like that. But who knows? Maybe we will be sitting with a recount in Concord. Why not go back to New Hampshire, right, where it all started, and we go back and we end there and have recount upon recount taking place in places like Berlin, New Hampshire.
And are your bobbleheads there more than a decoration?
Well, they are more. They're a little bit more than a decoration, but they are fun. Here's what I could tell you about these. The best way to do it, this technology that Microsoft Surface has here. See, I'm still learning it myself. allows you, it recognizes when you drop stuff on here. So here, I'm going to drop, here's Obama, so you can see him from our cool overhead shot here. You drop Obama, and suddenly you get just the blue states. See all of the blue states of Obama. Now, if I drop McCain here, we've got McCain, quite nice head of hair for McCain in this.
Really?
And we get the red states. Now, we'll see, we drop them here together, right? And we can see red versus blue. See? There you go. We can really have some fun. They're butting heads.
And now the five-year-olds are glued to the television
as well. Absolutely. Hey, it's that time of day.
Good way to get a younger demo.
There it is, the new battleground map right there. The blues, the reds, the grays.
All right,
enjoy.
Chuck, thank you. Make sure to check out First Read. First thing every morning, you can log on to firstread.msnbc.com for the best news and analysis from the NBC political team. And to get all the latest political news delivered straight to your cell phone, you text the word FIRST to 622-639 to sign up for First Read alerts.